It's Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Guy Raz. The United Nations Security Council has condemned Syria for an attack in the central part of the country yesterday that left at least 90 people dead, dozens of them children. The council once again called on Syria's government to halt further violence against its civilians. Here's NPR's Kelly McEvers with more from Beirut.
The council issued the statement after calling an emergency meeting to deal with what many are calling a massacre in the area of Hula. The Syrian government has denied it was involved in the attack, saying it was the work of terrorists. But still, the government says it will investigate and issue its findings in the next 3 days. The violence started on Friday. After midday prayers, residents of Hula went to the streets to protest. They say the army began bombarding the protest with tank fire and artillery, and several people were killed. A group of rebels in the town, who are known loosely as the Free Syrian Army, fought back. They reportedly attacked Syrian army soldiers. The Syrian army says 3 soldiers were killed. But the violence didn't stop there. In this video posted online by Syrian activists, a woman says the shelling resumed around 2 in the morning. Many people were killed when their houses collapsed on them. This video and others could not be independently verified. A second woman says the attacks got even worse. She says pro-government militias, known as Shabiha, which is derived from the word ghost, began going house to house. They knocked and asked, "Who's in the house?" she says. I said, "There are no men here." Then they started shooting. I lost 7 grandchildren. Then they burned our houses. The area of Hula is comprised of both Sunni and Alawite villages. The Alawites support the Syrian regime, which is made up of Alawites, and the Sunnis oppose it. The villages are near the city of Homs, where there has been some of the worst sectarian fighting since the Syrian uprising began last year. Some activists suggested to NPR the house-to-house massacres of Sunni families was revenge for the killing of Alawites, but this could not be independently confirmed. Either way, what happened in Hula was the largest number of killings in one single incident since the Syrian uprising began. This video shows a long trench with what looks like endless rows of shrouded bodies. Bodies of adults, bodies of children. Mourners protest against the Syrian government as they bury their dead. Kelly McEvers, NPR News, Beirut.